Vulnerable Democrat Kim Schreier wants to take on the Biden administration, voting record shows otherwise. By Jacob Bliss on June 25, 2022. Vulnerable Democrat Representative Kim Schreier, DWE, despite voting with the Biden administration 100% of the time, said in a new campaign ad that she is taking on the Biden administration. Schreier said in a new campaign video, first reported by National Journal reporter Josh Krauschar, I'm taking on the Biden administration to try to end the gas tax, as prices have skyrocketed and hit a record high this month. The congresswoman was referring to a bill she introduced in February, the Gas Prices Relief Act, which would help lower high gas costs for Washington families by temporarily suspending the 18.4-cent federal gas tax until January 1, 2023. However, not only has Schreier voted with the president 100% of the time, as well as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, but she has also stood by while the Biden administration has taken aim at American energy and while Democrats blocked consideration of the Republican-led bill to make the United States energy independent. Biden has canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, suspended oil and gas leasing on public lands and waters, halted federal support for oil and gas projects overseas, and suspended oil drilling leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR. Biden also waived the sanctions on Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline. In fact, House Democrats also blocked consideration of a Republican bill to make the United States energy independent, underscore most recently being last week. The bill would have reversed all of the policies put forth by the Biden administration that hurt oil production. In 2021, Schreier also received a 100% score from the League of Conservation Voters, LCV, a leftist environmental group, and a lifetime score of 99%. And Schreier voted for the Democrats' reconciliation package, which targeted the oil, natural gas, and refining industries in the United States. She voted for the bill even though some of her vulnerable Democrat colleagues signed a letter to Democrat leadership acknowledging that some of the provisions in the reconciliation package, if passed, had the potential to cost thousands of jobs, stifle economic recovery, increase energy costs for all Americans, strengthen our adversaries, and ultimately impede the transition to a lower carbon future. On the news of Schreier releasing the new ad, Republicans and GOP organizations nationwide and from her state hammered her on social media. Additionally, nationwide, on Civic's rolling job approval average last Saturday, Biden's approval rating went down to only 32%, the lowest in his presidency, with a 57% disapproval. 11% of survey participants did not approve or disapprove. But, overall, Biden's approval rating is underwater in 48 states, including typically dark blue California and his home state of Delaware. He has a net approval of negative 25 nationwide. This week, the Republicans also expanded their lead on the generic ballot in the latest Rasmussen Reports poll released Friday. The Democrats are now behind by 8 points. As the Republicans look to retake control of Congress in the 2022 midterm, the survey showed that 48% of likely U.S. voters would elect a Republican, compared to the 40% who said they would vote for the Democrat. Only 3% said they would vote for another candidate, and the other 8% said they were unsure. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.